Yeah, fantastic. I suppose fantastic honour, personally, for the club and for the county too. And I suppose it's something I'll take on with great pride. But you really have to emphasise the fact, I suppose, that the team that's going to be going out and playing, and the squad that's going to be out and playing, they're all leaders within their own right. And they're all leaders in their own counties and in their own clubs and everything. So as I say, it's going to be a collective effort and a collective push. And I suppose that's the thing that'll be put forward, you know.
You've had the experience of two series behind you. There's been a bit of a break. Excited to get back involved from that perspective, I'm sure,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'm without a doubt. You know, it's a series that I really, really love. You know, a great interest in the AFL itself, and you know, I love Gaelic football, and I think a chance to combine it within this game is fantastic. I suppose the review of the rules in recent years too, I think, has really emphasised skill, and I think that's really important too. You know, everybody likes to see a little bit of physicality, which I don't think is out of the game either, but I think there's a better blend, a better mixture, you know, and I think hopefully that has come out in the last test, and I think hopefully it'll come out in this test also.
Great enthusiasm from players to get involved at what is a busy time of the year. You've got club championship yourself this weekend, and a lot of guys have club, you know, it's a busy time of year, but there's a great enthusiasm to give an effort and to put in that effort.
Yeah, well, for Gaelic footballers, it's the only opportunity to represent your country. It's fantastic to do that, you know, and to, I suppose, come together with other people from other counties and you know, come together with a common goal is to win a series for Ireland. You know, normally you're in the white heat of battle, you're putting your wits against these players, and you want to come out on the right side of victories and results, you know. And as I say, it's brilliant to come together and see how they prepare and see what way they bring things forward, and it's just fantastic to meet them on a personal level too. And as I say, just you're coming together with that common goal, just to win a game and win two games at that, you know. And I suppose hopefully that there will be our goal, you know, for the coming series.
You'll hope that the 19th and the 20th will be a busy weekend. If you get through a Donegal semi-final this weekend, the county final I think is on the 20th, and Kingspan Breffni Park is on the 19th. We won't look too far ahead, but you'd like it to be busy.
Well, come here, I suppose it's like one step at a time, you know. A lot of players will be in a situation, it's the way the county championship falls, it's the way things happen, you know. But as I say, we have a large squad there at the moment, and you know, Paul has assembled a large squad, and everybody's training, and trainings have been very, very enjoyable so far. Nicholas Walsh is back, you know, and Jeff Allen there, and with I suppose Tony Scullion and also James McCarthy, it's brilliant to, I suppose, get them all involved, and they've really, really put together a fantastic background setup for us to, I suppose, prepare as best we can, and an opportunity for us to, I suppose, get to know the rules of the game again and refresh ourselves and to get to play the game in the way we want to play it. So as I say, there's a big panel there, so as I say, whatever eventualities happen, there'll be players who will come in there and perform for the country.
Talk to me about coming to a provincial venue. We're here in Kingspan Breffni Park today. I think you played in Limerick a few years ago as well. A great atmosphere.
Brilliant. I think it's fantastic. Obviously, Croke Park. Everybody loves playing in Croke Park. It's Dublin. It's the, I suppose, the national venue. It's the GAA headquarters. Fantastic. But I think it's brilliant. It's a brilliant idea. It's a brilliant opportunity. For I suppose it to be spread around provincial quarters. It was in Limerick a number of years ago. Fantastic idea. We were down there. We were based down there, and I suppose it was great excitement generated there locally, and also great excitement provincially within Munster and even throughout Ireland when it was down in Limerick. And there was a full house there, and I've no doubt Cavan will have the same. You know, they're a thriving GAA county. They're really, really on the up. You know, and they're going to be really, really hard to stop. They've shown it this year. You know, they've won 3 in a row at under 21 provincial level, you know, and as I say, their senior team is coming flying. So as I say, there's massive passion for GAA within the county here, and I'm sure there's massive passion, I suppose, for GAA within the whole of Ulster, and I'm sure that, I suppose, the attendance will come out and show that.
Great enthusiasm from younger players around the country, the likes of Jack McCaffrey and Kieran Kilkenny from a Dublin perspective, I think, have been involved as well. I'm sure they've brought a lot to the training already.
Yeah, without a doubt, you know, fair play to them. I suppose coming off the back of a long, hard season for them, you know, it might be very easy, I suppose, to try and set it out, but you know, they're injury free, you know, and they said they wanted to go and give it a shot, you know, and they've been brilliant since they come in. You know, credit is due to both the Dublin and both the Mayo lads since they've come in. They've been a breath of fresh air. The enthusiasm they brought to it, and I suppose the interest they brought to trying to play it too has been brilliant, and credit's due to them, and hopefully they'll be able to put the best foot forward for Ireland.